Welcome back to the Scored Sports Podcast. On the OSIS Podcast, Lane Frank, we're now in episode 165. Just 165 episodes through, and I got an action-packed episode planned for you. This episode is brought to you by Dave's Hot Chicken, the best fried chicken place in the world, and we got some great stuff coming up on this episode. We're going to talk about the Masters, we're going to talk about MLB, NBA playoffs are set, and so much more. Stay tuned for an action-packed episode 165. Let's start off episode 165, how we always do, with our headlines in the NBA. First thing I want to talk about in the NBA is my New York Knicks finishing out the season in an incredible way, grabbing onto the number two seed in the Eastern Conference. This is amazing, amazing. New York Knicks finish out the season on such a hot run. Some other teams on a cold run. Think of the Magic. You think of the Bucks. Think of a few other teams that finished on a cold run. Knicks grab that number two seed. That's a little bit unfortunate. They're going to have to get a really tough play-in matchup. Probably the Philadelphia 76ers with, when healthy, are the best team in the NBA, potentially. So that's tough for the New York Knicks, but as a Knicks fan, for the Garden's the place to be right now. New York Rangers won the President's Trophy the other night for the best regular season in the NHL, and Knicks just grabbed the two seed. Madison Square Garden is going to be rocking for April and May. Get ready for it, everybody. Hockey and basketball in New York, booming right now. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder grabbed onto the one seed, and that's incredible for them. The youngest team in the NBA, maybe even the second youngest team in the NBA, led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren's rookie season, Jalen Williams is the next Kawhi Leonard. They've had such a strong transition from, you know, the point where they were all in. Then they had to get rid of Russell Westbrook, get rid of Paul George. They were in that weird transition period where they had Chris Paul, and now they're into the rebuild period. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the perfect person you could ever got for that Paul George trade, and they won that trade. They have to have won that trade. It's not that Paul George has been bad in LA. It's just that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been such a big piece for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that's such a great thing for them right now that they have going such a great future. Mark Daigle-Knott has been a great head coach for them. He just won Coach of the Year. Sam Presti has been there for 15-plus years, and he's been a great GM for them. Love to see that stuff. Thunder, one seed in the Western Conference. Now, who will they play? The play-in is on tonight and the rest of the week. Playoffs officially start on Saturday, but it's going to be great to see who wins this play-in. What are the Lakers going to do? What are the Warriors going to do? What are some teams in the Eastern Conference, such as the Bulls, going to do? We're going to talk about all of that in my NBA playoff hot takes coming up later on in this episode. One more thing to talk about in the NBA right here. Blake Griffin, member of Lob City, former number one overall pick, former rookie of the year, former everything that everybody used to love, Blake Griffin, has retired from the game of basketball. A little bit sad to see right there, but Blake Griffin retired from the game of basketball. Let's move to the NFL. Not too much news in the NFL. We got NFL draft coming up this month. It's draft season, everybody. We got our mock draft, my favorite episode ever to do next week, the mock draft 32 pick special. Get ready for that. Great week we're going to have next week in the NFL. MLB, great week we had over there. Jackson Holliday finally got the call up to the show, and he's been a little bit disappointing, but he's got the call up to the show. Number one prospect, former number one overall pick, Jackson Holliday, into the show. Another guy who just got called up into the show, Jack Leiter, former All-American over at Vanderbilt, former number two overall pick to Texas Rangers out in 2021. Jack Leiter finally makes his way up to the major leagues. I've seen this guy pitch in person. He's the real deal. I love it. Jack Leiter, let's see what he can do on the major league level. Same goes for Jackson Holliday. Now, a rookie who's been doing great on the major league level is Shota Imanaga from the Chicago Cubs. My preseason and our rookie of the year pick, the lefty pitcher, zero runs in his first three career starts. Let's give it up for him. Great stuff right there from the Cubs. New ace, all cart right there. Shota Imanaga has been great for the Chicago Cubs. My New York Mets, after a really slow start to the season, have now been cooking. The offense has been great. The pitching staff, which didn't look great at the beginning of the year, is now seeming to shove every single night. Love that stuff right there. New York baseball on top. Mets playing great in the NL East. And the Yankees, the best team in the American League right now. Love to see that stuff. Last thing right here for the MLB in the headlines. Justin Verlander ramping up for return to the Houston Astros. This Astros rotation has been really good, but they've had injuries. Framber Valdez, Jose Acordi, Justin Verlander, some guys like Ronald Blanco have been able to step up. His second year in the MLB has been great for him, but Justin Verlander coming back to that Houston Astros rotation. Love to see that right there. And to close out our headlines, Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, his second green jacket in 3 years. That's about for the headlines this week. Now, take of the week. This week's take of the week is about Kentucky basketball and their new hire of Mark Pope, former 1996 member of that Kentucky amazing basketball team under Rick Pitino, former BYU coach Mark Pope. He's a Wildcat. He's headed over to the Kentucky Wildcats to be their next head coach. Now, the fans, they were scorching hot about this decision earlier on in the week. Kind of like Dave's Hot Chicken, scorching hot. But then they started to calm down a little bit, and they thought about it. They said, okay, Rick Pitino, a guy who was a great head coach for us, he's embracing this hire. He's loving this hire. He's endorsing this hire. He said, if he needs NIL, I'm his guy. This is a competitor, Rick Pitino, to Mark Pope, and he loves the hire. We'd love to see that stuff right there in college basketball. Mark Pope is going to bring great culture to Kentucky. One thing John Calipari lacked at Kentucky was maybe he didn't bring back the old traditional Kentucky basketball ways. Maybe he didn't always prioritize the fans. Mark Pope, he's been a Wildcat. He's been a Wildcat fan his whole life. Even when he was at BYU as their head coach, I guarantee you he was rooting for Kentucky. There's videos of him rooting for Kentucky when he was at BYU. This is an incredible hire. A former player, and not too long ago, 1996 isn't the longest time ago to be a former player. Mark Pope had a good basketball career. He's going to relate to the players. He's going to be a great recruiter. I expect great things to happen out there. They could have made a better hire. Danny Hurley, I don't think the hire was ever going to get done. I think that would have been the only better hire in this situation. But again, Danny Hurley, is he really that Kentucky Wildcat blue blood type of guy? I don't know. Same goes for Scott Drew. Does he bring that energy? One thing Mark Pope's going to do, bring that energy to Lexington, Kentucky. Mitch Barnhart, a guy that fans were going in on all week, the athletic director for making this hire. Now they're praising him. What a hire this was. Mark Pope, Kentucky, can't wait to see the things they do in year one and beyond. That's my take of the week. Mark Pope to Kentucky was an incredible hire. So now I've got my top five NBA hot takes for this upcoming playoffs. These hot takes are going to be scorching hot, just like this amazing Dave's Hot Chicken we've got right here. I've got the Dave's hat. I've got the Dave's chicken. Audio listeners, I know you can't see it, but please watch the video version of this. It's going to be special. I just want to talk about Dave's Hot Chicken for a minute. Dave's Hot Chicken is the fastest and one of the biggest fried chicken brands growing across the whole entire world. My favorite hot chicken, maybe my even favorite restaurant in the world. It puts other places to sleep, as you could say. And also is the hottest thing you will ever try. I don't have that spicy of a flavor right here. I've only got mild. Let's see how this goes. One more thing I want to talk about, Dave's, one of their newest restaurants just opened right here in El Paso at 122-261 Eastlake Boulevard. Go get the food. Say Lane Frank sent you. Say Score Sports sent you. We got some great food right here, and we got some great hot takes. And maybe the hotter the hot take, the bigger bite I'll take. Let's go right here. So I must warn you, and maybe even myself, this is the hottest, the spiciest, and the best fried chicken in the world. So we're going to get ready for this. We're going to hop into it. We got a slider right here with, of course, the best sauce in the world, Dave's sauce. I have to have a water with me. This thing's going to be spicy. Score Sports fans, we've never done something like this in the show before, but it'll be fun. My first hot take I've got for you right here, and it's a big one. The Warriors don't make the playoffs. Now, by the time this episode comes out, the play-in might already be over. I don't think they win a game in the play-in. That's my hot take right there. Let's take a big bite. That's a fast and a big scorching hot hot take. It's spicy, Scored Sports fans. Just like that hot take. Golden State Warriors, Dave's Hot Chicken, best hot chicken in the world. But the Warriors don't make the playoffs. They have the experience of always making the playoffs. The last time they were in the play-in, first they lost to the Lakers, then they lost to the Grizzlies. Maybe put down Draymond Green, maybe put down LeBron James. Hitting a great shot in that first playing game. I just don't see it happening this year, everybody. They're dysfunctional. Chris Paul, what's going to happen with him this offseason? They got a lot of things to think about. Maybe Steve Kerr's already focused his mind on Team USA this summer. That's number five for right there. Number four, another very big one. The Lakers upset whoever they play in the first round. Now, whether it's the one seed Thunder or the two seed Nuggets, the Lakers get the upset in the first round. It's going to be great to see. LeBron James locks in during playoff time. We'd love to see it right there. Another scorching hot take. Haven't had to take a sip of water yet. Maybe I will after this bite. That was a spicy bite, just like that hot take. Lakers upset the Nuggets. That's hard talk with food in my mouth. We've never done something like this on Scored Sports before, but go get Dave's Hot Chicken. We still got some more hot takes coming up right here. Number three, the Pacers upset the Bucks in the first round. This has been the best NBA rivalry all season long. Need the water now. Dave's Hot Chicken. Like this hot take. Scorching hot. The Pacers upset the Bucks in the first round. It's been a great rivalry, like I said, all season long. Pacers got the better of them in the play-in. Don't know Giannis Antetokounmpo's health. It's maybe my biggest hot take I have so far on here. The Pacers upset the Bucks. That's over at number three. And number two, it's going to be a big one. So we got to take a big bite before we do this big one. Best scorching hot hot take and scorching hot chicken. Number two, we have a Clippers versus Celtics NBA championship, NBA finals, everybody. When you look at the Clippers roster, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, Ivaka Zubac. This depth on this team is amazing. LA team, they saw chicken, started out in LA. It's meant to be, everybody. Clippers make it over to the NBA Finals. They'll face off against the Boston Celtics. I think Boston Celtics get back to the finals for the second time in 3 years. Joe Mazzulla has never won a title. Does that change this year? We're going to have to take another scorching hot bite as Dave's Hot Chicken, and then I'll give you my final NBA hot take for this playoffs. I'm a mess, but this food's amazing, and the team that's going to be a mess after the NBA Finals, after they win the NBA Finals, is the Boston Celtics. All right, buddy. The Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum. So many people like to say, doesn't have success in the playoffs, has been a little bit of a choker in his career. I want you to think about something. LeBron didn't win his first championship until he was 28. Nikola Jokic didn't win his first championship until he was about 29. Just because Jason Tatum has had a lot of success early on in his career and hasn't done much doesn't mean that he's not a very young player who still has so much time to have a legendary Hall of Fame career. Gets this championship right here. Celtics win the NBA title this season. Let's take one more bite. It's Dave's Hot Chicken. Before we end, our scorching hot Dave's Hot Chicken hot takes for the NBA. Incredible, sensational, just like this NBA playoffs again. Be, go get your Dave's Hot Chicken. Go watch the NBA playoffs. Still more to come on episode 165. Now, I've got no Dave's Hot Chicken to eat in this segment, did you know? But I've got a great did you know for you right here. Did you know the Detroit Pistons won less games this season, 82 games, they only won 14 games, than the Michigan football team did in 15 games. Michigan football, 15 games, 15 wins. Detroit Pistons, 82 games, 14 wins. A historically bad season for Detroit and a historically incredible season for my Michigan Wolverines. Didn't know that? Leave it down in the comments. Ask Baffert, did you know this week? Now I've got an incredible spotlight for this week. It's about Team USA and the potential 2024 dream team we have on our hands. I think what's all said and done, this could be the dream team. When you look at it, you have Steph Curry, generational player. LeBron James, the GOAT. Kevin Durant, generational player. Jason Tatum, one of the best players in the NBA. Joel Embiid is on this team, the best center in the NBA. Devin Booker, potentially the best shooting guard in the NBA, is on this team. He might have to come off the bench. Tyrese Halliburton, the one player I wouldn't have put on this team. I would have put Jalen Brunson, maybe even someone else on there. I saw an idea, maybe put Cooper Flagg, a really young player, get some good publicity for him, get some good teaching for him, kind of like how they did for Anthony Davis in 2012, put him on this team. But no, it'll be Halliburton, who's still an amazing NBA player. Anthony Edwards, he's going to bring that competitiveness to this team. Drew Holiday, going to bring that leadership. Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis, and Kawhi Leonard, everybody. It's going to be an amazing team. Now, the two guys I would have left off were Tyrese Halliburton and Anthony Davis. And Draymond Green, who has had great success with Team USA, no matter what you want to say, should have made this team. I'm not a big Draymond fan. But if you've won that many championships, that many gold medals for your country, you deserve to be on the team for life, for the rest of your career. To put Anthony Davis on there, who was really not done anything for Team USA in the past, really didn't do much. Ever. I don't think he's ever had an Olympics competition he's done for Team USA. Maybe he's done FIBA World Cup, but I don't think he's ever done Olympics for basketball. Does he deserve the spot? No. They've already got a bunch of great rim protectors. You look at Bam Adebayo. You look at Kawhi Leonard. You look at Joel Embiid. You look at even Kevin Durant. He did not deserve to be on this team. And then Tyrese Halliburton once again. But still, this can be an incredible team. The next dream team, in my opinion. You got great veterans, and they got a great infusion of youth. The next dream team. Leave your thoughts on this new Team USA roster. Now, let's do my GM hat. Always, it's my Squared Sports hat. This week, we got the Dave's Hot Chicken hat for my GM hat. But I've got a great my GM hat for you right here. What do I think the Milwaukee Bucks should do this offseason? Let's put on my GM hat. So here we go. Good season, good regular season. You have Damian Lillard. You fired Adrian Griffin for some weird reason that nobody knows about midseason. You fired Mike Budenholzer last postseason when he was dealing with personal reasons in the playoffs, and he won you a championship only 2 years ago. So that's the worst hiring, firing I think I've ever seen in NBA history, really sports history. Yes, things were going bad in the playoffs that year, but there are other circumstances, and he just won you a championship. There was no need to fire Mike Budenholzer. I don't think he was clashing with Giannis. There was no need to do it. So when you get upset by the Pacers in the first round this year, things are going to start to freak out in Milwaukee. And you're going to have to think, well, what do we do with Giannis? What do we do with Damian Lillard? Because Giannis is going to want to leave maybe. Then what do we do? Because if we don't make big changes this year, Giannis is going to want out next year or potentially even this year. So then what happens? You have to think about, okay, we need to prioritize keeping Giannis Antetokounmpo on this team. Is Damian Lillard long-term? If I'm the Bucks, I'm not sitting up there saying, Damian Lillard, I need to have this guy on my team. No. Not saying he's a bad part of this team. I'm just saying, is Damian Lillard fully bought into Milwaukee? I say no. Is Milwaukee going to be fully bought into Damian Lillard with that? No, they shouldn't be. So some other things need to be figured out. Maybe train for a bunch of draft capital. It's not a good draft class. Maybe you get other players. Maybe you get some role players. Maybe you build around Giannis like you were always supposed to with maybe another superstar that isn't Damian Lillard. Just my thought right there. Maybe go try to find the next Jalen Brunson in free agency. A lot of options the Milwaukee Bucks could do this offseason. The number one thing I would do, prioritize getting rid of Damian Lillard. Maybe even Doc Rivers, if you have to say it at the end of the day. That's about it for my GM hat this week. Now, at the buzzer. It's been a great episode brought to you by Dave's Hot Chicken. So let's do a little at the buzzer right here. This week's at the buzzer, we're going to talk about the chaos going on in college sports right now. We've got the college football and college basketball transfer portal open. It's complete mania, everybody. College basketball transfer portal has been open for about a month now, but the college football transfer portal, the spring window transfer portal, just opened up. So you're seeing guys who now are going to be double transfers, single-time transfers, three-time transfers. You're going to see superstars transferring away from their teams because they're saying, okay, I went into spring ball thinking I'd get plenty of time, and now I'm not. Like Cormani McClain, once the number one cornerback in the country, committed to Deion Sanders into the transfer portal today. Like Kaden Proctor went from Alabama to Iowa and now going from Iowa to Alabama again. His second time transferring this school year. A little bit ridiculous right there. College basketball transfer portal, even more chaos there. Umar Ballo reportedly got $1.2 million from Indiana. Now that's pretty ridiculous right there for the college basketball and college football transfer portals. This is how rosters are built through NIL and the transfer portal. And we've got chaos in college sports. That's about for Out the Buzzer this week. Now, the best last question day. This week's question day is, would you be happy if your team lost in the World Series on a walk-off grand slam in Game 7 if it meant you caught the home run? So your team loses off a walk-off in Game 7 of the World Series, you're heartbroken, but you catch that home run. Are you happy about it? Are you sad about it? What are you doing with that ball? That was my question of the day right there. That's about question day. That's about for Squared Sports and Lane Frank, episode 165. I want to thank Dave's Hot Chicken for partnering with Squared Sports on this episode. Go get Dave's Hot Chicken today. Opening almost everywhere in the world now. Get some Dave's Hot Chicken. Get any flavor you want. Get the mild like I got on today's show. Get the hot. Get the no spice. Even get the cauliflower if you don't like chicken. Dave's Hot Chicken has everything. The best fried chicken restaurant in the world. Go get some today. That's about for episode 165.